How to create the perfect structure for a blog post. Here at Blog Home Number 2, there are so many elements that go into writing a blog post. And all of them need to work together to make sure that the post is the best it can be. When I'm working on a new blog post, I look at all the unique elements that the post requires and try to figure out the best way to organize them. Here are a few tips for organizing your posts so that they appear smoothly as possible. This article may or may not contain affiliate links. There are so many elements that go into writing a blog post. And all of them need to work together to make sure that the post is the best it can be. When I'm working on a new blog post, I look at all the unique elements that the post requires and try to figure out the best way to organize them. Here are a few tips for organizing your posts so that they appear smoothly as possible. How to write a blog post that will make you money. Use subheadings. A lot of bloggers do not take the time to really think about what each of the sentences in their post is actually saying. This means that it's much easier to miss a couple of words here and there than it is to cram everything you can into the post. You should use the subheading to break up long sections of text and make it easy to read. Try using bullet points to break up large sections of text if you can. Use a paragraph break. You can use this to break up a long section of text. It's also a great way to insert some drama into your post since you're giving readers a brief idea of what's going on within the paragraphs. Use a paragraph break with a capital letter. I'm not sure why people would want to use a real period in their post names. Maybe it's just harder to write without one. Whatever the case, a capital letter gives visitors a better idea of what the post is about and helps to organize the article. If you have to use a period, use a lowercase letter, A through Z, then an uppercase letter, AA through ZZ. Use a subheading. Sometimes it may be necessary to use a heading to organize a series of paragraphs within your post. Headings are also fine, but be careful that you don't overdo it with the use of a subheading. Just make sure you use it sparingly and only to guide your reader through the article. Use a bulleted list. This is actually another form of formatting the blog post you can do yourself. All you need is an easy way to tell your readers what you're about to discuss. If you don't know how to do it, find someone who does and learn from them. Use bullet points. This is a good way to organize a text post without having to use a lot of formatting. You can even use multiple bullet points inside a single paragraph if you like. Use titles that describe each bullet point. It's important not to overdo this. Each bullet point should be related to the post or else readers won't understand what you're talking about. If you have to use too many, then you'll start looking like a grammar school student trying to write a thesis statement. That's not what you want. Make your post short and sweet. Try to keep each paragraph to 200 words or fewer. If you have to go longer than that, it might confuse your readers. In addition, most readers will lose interest after a few sentences if they're reading a long post. Repeat. Your readers will come back to read your post again if it's interesting enough and contains informative topics. But they'll also be very bored by seeing the same thing day after day. So if you have nothing new to present them, take a novel approach and change it up. That's half the reason you wrote it. Add pictures. Images are one of the best ways to visually convey your message. People see images every day on the internet and they're a great way to entice them to read your post. Try to make them fit in the post. For example, if you wrote about a great product you've used before, try to put a picture within your post. The same goes for the information you've shared. All these tips will help you achieve the perfect structure for your blog posts. It doesn't matter if you want to create a new blog or just update the one you have, it's very important to have a straightforward design so that your readers can easily get the hang of it. The primary goal is to have them enjoy reading your blog as much as possible, so you should always do everything you can to keep it that way. And that's the secret behind writing the perfect blog post. What are the different blogs blog? So you have heard about what are the different blogs, but how do you know what is good for you? It can be confusing. There are so many types of blogs that it can seem like you are trying to choose your own profession. What profession? That is a good question. There are many things people read blogs about and some of them make money blogging, some don't. If you're serious about making money with your blog, there are several blogs that would be great for you to consider using as your profession. The first one we'll talk about is money blogging. The Money Blogging Blueprint is a very successful system that has been around for over 4 years. That's right, 4 years ago, what is considered a personal blog was simply a personal blog. Nowadays, personal blogs can make money blogging, but they need to be unique to succeed. People who are serious about what they write about buy domain names and hosting for their blogs. They also buy traffic from websites like Blogger, WordPress, and Squidoo. Most of the time, bloggers who want to make money blogging start with a free platform, but they will upgrade their platform after they see what they can do with it. Another thing, people read blogs about his life changes. One example is a mom who writes about her kids and what goes on when mommy is not around. It drew people to blogs that tell the stories of others. Some websites allow readers to leave comments on other people's articles, which can help make money blogging. Other people use blogs to connect and share ideas. A good example of what are the different blogs are is a video tutorial about how to get a kitten to speak. The video tutorial may be about training kittens to talk, but the underlying theme is the beauty of communicating with animals. Cats do not differ from dogs or other animals. People enjoy being able to communicate with them. If you have a video tutorial that has tips and tricks about training cats, then you could profit from blogging about this. Another example is a blog about making money with affiliate programs. This can be a very lucrative business for those who will put the time into developing a profitable affiliate program. Bloggers could use their website to sell ad space or display ads on their blogs. Both parties benefit because there is advertising revenue created and a potential customer finds the site through the affiliate. A good profit blogging blueprint review will tell you what specific things to focus on in order to develop an affiliate program that will work. Some people use what are different blogs for a variety of reasons. One example is if you have a degree that requires you to write constantly about your studies, you could use several blogs to share your thoughts and ideas. You can also use multiple blogs in order to make money from various niches. You can also use what are different blogs in order to advertise. For example, you could have a blog that discusses your pet dog's nutrition, and another that discusses the different ways in which you have saved money through your pet dog's nutrition. What are the different blogs? The internet has many ways in which you can use different blogs to make money. It all depends on what your goals are and what niches you are interested in. It should prepare you to take the time to learn about the different niches in order to determine what type of blog is going to be most successful for you. You can make money with what are the different blogs, but it takes effort and time on your part. Why blogging is so popular? Discover the top 3 reasons blogging is so popular today. One of the many reasons blogging is so very popular today is because it's easy to start. No matter what your knowledge or skill level is in web development, this is easy to do. In the past, if you wanted to have a web presence, you had to be very skilled at web development in order to build an online presence. This is really not the case anymore. It only takes a little know-how and some patience to get things up and running on the internet. In a world where everything moves quickly, you can't afford to be stuck behind the technology. This article may or may not contain affiliate links. Another reason blogging is so popular today is that there are tons of great free resources available to help people with their blogging endeavors. Blogging has become a favorite for many because it allows them to express themselves and helps them to share what they know with others. The best ways to learn more about blogging and the best ways to blog are to either find someone who is already doing what you want to do yourself. There are a ton of outstanding books and online tutorials available to help you with everything from setting up a blog to marketing your blog and promoting it. Blogging has become more popular than ever, so now is a great time to get started. One of the most popular ways to promote your blogs is to make money through affiliate programs. Many sites will offer affiliate programs where you can place ads on your website. When people click these ads to visit your site, you get paid a commission. While this may not seem like a huge way to make money, there are hundreds of thousands of blogs out there with millions of readers. If you could get one of these websites to place an ad on yours and have a successful ad campaign, this could easily bring in several hundred dollars per month. You would easily double your income with one of these types of ads. Another popular way to promote your blogging and online business is to use a site such as Google's AdSense program. This is a free service that allows you to place advertising on your site for a fee. This is the best tool for bloggers because they have no costs associated with the operation. Bloggers can also choose which kinds of advertisements they want to advertise on their pages, and this can affect the results. Many people are also using blogging platforms, such as WordPress, to host their blogs. This is becoming the most popular way to publish a blog because it allows you to have complete control over the design and how it looks. It also allows you to customize the blog posts that go into the blog so that you never run out of content. Blogging platforms such as WordPress are very easy to use, and once you get the hang of it, you can start creating hundreds of blogs to share information with everyone. You can also sell advertising space on your blog posts if you ever decide to make money from blogging. Some people are using blogging platforms, such as Blogger, to help them create income from their blogs. This works best for bloggers who can write well. Many people who want to blog over one topic at a time will benefit from using Blogger. Blogger is also a good place to find information about how to make money from blogging. You can make money by either advertising on your blog or selling advertising space. There are many other ways that you can make money from blogging, but these are some of the most popular ways that many people use to make money from their blogs. There are many other ways that you can promote your blogging and online business, such as using social networking sites to promote your blogs. There are millions of people on these sites, and many of them may have an interest in your blogging. Just simply. How to create the perfect structure for a blog post. Here at Blog Home Number 2, there are so many elements that go into writing a blog post. And all of them need to work together to make sure that the post is the best it can be. When I'm working on a new blog post, I look at all the unique elements that the post requires and try to figure out the best way to organize them. Here are a few tips for organizing your posts so that they appear smoothly as possible. This article may or may not contain affiliate links. There are so many elements that go into writing a blog post. And all of them need to work together to make sure that the post is the best it can be. When I'm working on a new blog post, I look at all the unique elements that the post requires and try to figure out the best way to organize them. Here are a few tips for organizing your posts so that they appear smoothly as possible. How to write a blog post that will make you money. Use subheadings. A lot of bloggers do not take the time to really think about what each of the sentences in their post is actually saying. This means that it's much easier to miss a couple of words here and there than it is to cram everything you can into the post. You should use the subheading to break up long sections of text and make it easy to read. Try using bullet points to break up large sections of text if you can. Use a paragraph break. You can use this to break up a long section of text. It's also a great way to insert some drama into your post since you're giving readers a brief idea of what's going on within the paragraphs. Use a paragraph break with a capital letter. I'm not sure why people would want to use a real period in their post names. Maybe it's just harder to write without one. Whatever the case, a capital letter gives visitors a better idea of what the post is about and helps to organize the article. If you have to use a period, use a lowercase letter, A through Z, then an uppercase letter, AA through ZZ. Use a subheading. Sometimes it may be necessary to use a heading to organize a series of paragraphs within your post. Headings are also fine, but be careful that you don't overdo it with the use of a subheading. Just make sure you use it sparingly and only to guide your reader through the article. Use a bulleted list. This is actually another form of formatting the blog post you can do yourself. All you need is an easy way to tell your readers what you're about to discuss. If you don't know how to do it, find someone who does and learn from them. Use bullet points. This is a good way to organize a text post without having to use a lot of formatting. You can even use multiple bullet points inside a single paragraph if you like. Use titles that describe each bullet point. It's important not to overdo this. Each bullet point should be related to the post or else readers won't understand what you're talking about. If you have to use too many, then you'll start looking like a grammar school student trying to write a thesis statement. That's not what you want. Make your post short and sweet. Try to keep each paragraph to 200 words or fewer. If you have to go longer than that, it might confuse your readers. In addition, most readers will lose interest after a few sentences if they're reading a long post. Repeat. Your readers will come back to read your post again if it's interesting enough and contains informative topics. But they'll also be very bored by seeing the same thing day after day. So if you have nothing new to present them, take a novel approach and change it up. That's half the reason you wrote it. Add pictures. Images are one of the best ways to visually convey your message. People see images every day on the internet and they're a great way to entice them to read your post. Try to make them fit in the post. For example, if you wrote about a great product you've used before, try to put a picture within your post. The same goes for the information you've shared. All these tips will help you achieve the perfect structure for your blog posts. It doesn't matter if you want to create a new blog or just update the one you have, it's very important to have a straightforward design so that your readers can easily get the hang of it. The primary goal is to have them enjoy reading your blog as much as possible, so you should always do everything you can to keep it that way. And that's the secret behind writing the perfect blog post. What are the different blogs blog? So you have heard about what are the different blogs, but how do you know what is good for you? It can be confusing. There are so many types of blogs that it can seem like you are trying to choose your own profession. What profession? That is a good question. There are many things people read blogs about and some of them make money blogging, some don't. If you're serious about making money with your blog, there are several blogs that would be great for you to consider using as your profession. The first one we'll talk about is money blogging. The Money Blogging Blueprint is a very successful system that has been around for over 4 years. That's right, 4 years ago, what is considered a personal blog was simply a personal blog. Nowadays, personal blogs can make money blogging, but they need to be unique to succeed. People who are serious about what they write about buy domain names and hosting for their blogs. They also buy traffic from websites like Blogger, WordPress, and Squidoo. Most of the time bloggers who want to make money blogging start with a free platform, but they will upgrade their platform after they see what they can do with it. Another thing, People read blogs about his life changes. One example is a mom who writes about her kids and what goes on when mommy is not around. It drew people to blogs that tell the stories of others. Some websites allow readers to leave comments on other people's articles, which can help make money blogging. Other people use blogs to connect and share ideas. A good example of what are the different blogs are is a video tutorial about how to get a kitten to speak. The video tutorial may be about training kittens to talk, but the underlying theme is the beauty of communicating with animals. Cats do not differ from dogs or other animals. People enjoy being able to communicate with them. If you have a video tutorial that has tips and tricks about training cats, then you could profit from blogging about this. Another example is a blog about making money with affiliate programs. This can be a very lucrative business for those who will put the time into developing a profitable affiliate program. Bloggers could use their website to sell ad space or display ads on their blogs. Both parties benefit because there is advertising revenue created and a potential customer finds the site through the affiliate. A good profit blogging blueprint review will tell you what specific things to focus on in order to develop an affiliate program that will work. Some people use what are different blogs for a variety of reasons. One example is if you have a degree that requires you to write constantly about your studies, you could use several blogs to share your thoughts and ideas. You can also use multiple blogs in order to make money from various niches. You can also use what are different blogs in order to advertise. For example, you could have a blog that discusses your pet dog's nutrition, and another that discusses the different ways in which you have saved money through your pet dog's nutrition. What are the different blogs? The internet has many ways in which you can use different blogs to make money. It all depends on what your goals are and what niches you are interested in. It should prepare you to take the time to learn about the different niches in order to determine what type of blog is going to be most successful for you. You can make money with what are the different blogs, but it takes effort and time on your part. Why blogging is so popular? Discover the top 3 reasons blogging is so popular today. One of the many reasons blogging is so very popular today is because it's easy to start. No matter what your knowledge or skill level is in web development, this is easy to do. In the past, if you wanted to have a web presence, you had to be very skilled at web development in order to build an online presence. This is really not the case anymore. It only takes a little know-how and some patience to get things up and running on the internet. In a world where everything moves quickly, you can't afford to be stuck behind the technology. This article may or may not contain affiliate links. Another reason blogging is so popular today is that there are tons of great free resources available to help people with their blogging endeavors. Blogging has become a favorite for many because it allows them to express themselves and helps them to share what they know with others. The best ways to learn more about blogging and the best ways to blog are to either find someone who is already doing what you want to do yourself. There are a ton of outstanding books and online tutorials available to help you with everything from setting up a blog to marketing your blog and promoting it. Blogging has become more popular than ever, so now is a great time to get started. One of the most popular ways to promote your blogs is to make money through affiliate programs. Many sites will offer affiliate programs where you can place ads on your website. When people click these ads to visit your site, you get paid a commission. While this may not seem like a huge way to make money, there are hundreds of thousands of blogs out there with millions of readers. If you could get one of these websites to place an ad on yours and have a successful ad campaign, this could easily bring in several hundred dollars per month. You would easily double your income with one of these types of ads. Another popular way to promote your blogging and online business is to use a site such as Google's AdSense program. This is a free service that allows you to place advertising on your site for a fee. This is the best tool for bloggers because they have no costs associated with the operation. Bloggers can also choose which kinds of advertisements they want to advertise on their pages, and this can affect the results. Many people are also using blogging platforms, such as WordPress, to host their blogs. This is becoming the most popular way to publish a blog because it allows you to have complete control over the design and how it looks. It also allows you to customize the blog posts that go into the blog so that you never run out of content. Blogging platforms such as WordPress are very easy to use, and once you get the hang of it, you can start creating hundreds of blogs to share information with everyone. You can also sell advertising space on your blog posts if you ever decide to make money from blogging. Some people are using blogging platforms, such as Blogger, to help them create income from their blogs. This works best for bloggers who can write well. Many people who want to blog over one topic at a time will benefit from using Blogger. Blogger is also a good place to find information about how to make money from blogging. You can make money by either advertising on your blog or selling advertising space. There are many other ways that you can make money from blogging, but these are some of the most popular ways that many people use to make money from their blogs. There are many other ways that you can promote your blogging and online business, so such as using social networking sites to promote your blogs. There are millions of people on these sites, and many of them may have an interest in your blogging. Just simply